Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I ask some questions to you on behalf of listeners just to clear a few things up?
Where are these from?
Well, they're on the text and stuff and on email, yeah. Okay. Right? The video on of you on holiday.
Yeah, it's now, online, yes. Yeah.
Is that your holiday home?
No.
That was a hotel, wasn't it?
That was
it?
A hotel, yeah.
But it only had 5 rooms and you hired the whole place.
We didn't hire the whole place. We were staying off-peak. And everyone's like, oh, it wasn't off-peak, it was September. Well, that is off-peak in Sri Lanka, so I have that. Yeah.
Now, you had a pool boy.
There was somebody by the pool, yes.
How many other servants did you have on the holiday?
I can't remember.
But there was more than the pool boy.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for the servants, they were just there. Weren't servants, they were...
Do you always demand servants?
They were her hotel workers.
Do you always demand servants when you're on holiday? Do you have servants?
This really winds me up.
Do you have servants at home?
No.
You do?
No, I don't.
You're cleaner.
Yeah, well, that's not a servant.
Does somebody come in and cut your tea every night?
No.
A cook?
No.
A maid?
I'm ridiculous.
A butler?
No.
Right. Do you have a pool boy at home?
No, I don't have a pool.
Are you sure?
I don't have any outside space.
Would you, rather than, okay, you're not keen on the pool boy, would you rather we kind of had some kind of X Factor audition so you could have a whole team of servants?
No. Servant idol?
Servant idol.
No.
Butler idol.
Pool boy idol I could get used to.
Excellent, right.
Right, okay, how can I help?
We've got our own pool boy in the van.
You've got your pool boy?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent, who's that?
It's Pickle.
Okay,
he's serving us drinks and everything.
Is he? In your van?
We are, yeah. We're just driving over work. He's toweling us down. It's fantastic.
He's toweling you down,
rubbing you down. Excellent. And you've got some cocktails on the go, have you?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
You see?
Coladas. We've got some woo-woos for you as well.
You see? I told you, right? People laugh at the pool boy, but you know it makes sense.
It does make sense. We're well up for pool boy idols. So
Oh, yeah.
Pickle the pool boy.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. Love you, Scott.
I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm sat on the Megabus on my way to London.
On the way to London?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you want the Flirt Divert number slow, do you?
Yes, please.
You didn't catch it before. Okay, right. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. 0770.
0770.
Put it in your phone now.
Okay, calm down.
0770.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
774-914. All right?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks.
Love you. 0770-774-914. Told me he's going to see Atomic Kitten at JAY this weekend, so he definitely will need the Flirt Divert number. Lots of people ask for your number, I think.
Do they?
According to Dan.
I never got asked for my number when I went to JAY.
When did you go? We were supposed to go together.
Yeah, no, this was before I even knew you.
Oh, right, okay. I was going to say.
So that's all right.
All right.
I'm waiting for you to sort it out. We've been meaning to go to JAY for about 2 years.
No, I'm rubbish, I'm sorry. Right, here's a way to get...
Not to go and see Atomic Kitten.
No, it's Girls Aloud.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Here's a way to get the ladies if you're out this weekend.
All right, Flower, how are you? We should meet up, you know. Mwah.
Mwah. So just the one kiss and the click of the fingers, mm-hmm. That's all good. Another person you'll want to avoid, imagine having this person on your answer phone. It's Keith Baker, video maker.
What, baby? Yeah. I rang this number you gave me in loads of times, and it's always on at the phone. Just from when we went out on Monday, I thought it was good, and, you know, definitely want to meet up again. I told you it would be Paul Daniel with a bit of magic, didn't I? And it was, wasn't it? What do you think? Anyway, drop me a text. You know me, Keith Baker, video maker. See you later, babe.
I told you it'd be Paul Daniels, a bit of magic, and it was, wasn't it? No. And what about this as an offer for the weekend? A chalet.
Hello, Becky. It's Bazza from the other night. I just called to say I love you. I just want to say thanks for last weekend. I just want to wonder if you want to do it again. My nan's out of town this week, so we got the chalet to ourselves. Just give me a ring back. Bye.
Dead romantic, aren't they, chalets?
Chalet could be rocking.
If the chalets are rocking. Right, so those are some of the people we met earlier in this week on Flirt Divert. Got some new messages for you on Monday, so please take the number out and use it wisely this weekend. 0770-774-914. Here's my singers to do it better. 0770-774-914. They're my staff as well.
They're your staff as well. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. You're listening to Radio 1 and it's Friday. Radio 1. Okay, 1D is coming up at 5 o'clock. Now, do you remember, chappers, a while back we found an amazing invention called the fish pen. Remember?
Yeah.
And you could, like, fish whenever you wanted to fish with this amazing device.
It looks like an ordinary pen, but watch it instantly transform into a durable fishing rod that you can carry with you all the time.
That's right, it was a pen which you could also go fishing with.
Clever.
Really clever, because you never know, do you? When you're writing down something, you think, oh, I actually quite fancy a fish now.
Exactly, just in your lunch hour or something.
What makes the fish pen unique is the sturdy telescoping rod made of super strong alloy and the solid detachable reel machined with a beautiful brass finish.
Some of our listeners texted in to say they've already got one.
Yeah, they did. We didn't realise they were that popular.
And listen to these happy customers.
Casting's no problem with the fish pen.
Yeah, lift off the page, love.
Casting's no problem with the fish pen.
And listen to this little boy, he loves it as well.
Wow, I always catch fish with my fish pen. Wow, I always catch fish with my fish pen.
Right, I found something even better than the fish pen.
Okay.
Even better. Here's
what is that? I don't know if this is possible.
Okay. Well, think on. Here's a clue. What does this remind you of?
Like a cowboy film.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. It's Hawaii.
Is it?
Hawaiian
I thought that
music.
Was Wild West.
God. Seriously, we looked all day for some flipping Hawaiian music. And then you come on and go, oh, it all sounds like a Western.
It does.
It does a bit, actually.
So it's Hawaiian music. All right, is it some kind of Hawaiian shirt?
Well, no. It's the Hawaii chair. Would you like to find out more?
I'd love to know what this does.
Introducing the Hawaii chair from Perfect USA.
Yeah. Bet you want to know what the Hawaii chair does now, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Bet you do.
I'm glad to know what it's called, though.
The Hawaii chair combines the ancient art of the hula with patented health science technology to create an easy-to-use waistline slimming exercise machine that takes the work out of your workout.
That's right. It uses the ancient art of the hula. So what you do is you sit in the Hawaii chair and voila, in the style of a hula dancer, your hips go round and around in a hula motion.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, here's why.
Hula your way to a sexier, slimmer-looking you.
You can lose weight on the Hawaii chair.
Yeah, but you can't have a cup of tea on it.
No, that would be dangerous. But listen, it's so versatile.
Sit and get fit while you watch TV, while you're at work, while you're on the computer, or while you're with the family. The Hawaii chair fits in anywhere.
On the computer?
How on earth are you meant to be on the computer whilst trying to keep your balance on the Hawaii chair?
With the family. Mum, what are you doing with your hips? Now, it doesn't fit in anywhere, does it? That's not strictly true. It doesn't really. It's not discreet. If you're near a computer at the moment, Google Hawaii chair, right? Hawaii, Hawaii chair, and tell me if you think that fits in everywhere, because I don't think it does.
But how hilarious would it be for you to, you know, the family comes over for Christmas, you put your gran in it, you don't tell her what it is, and you turn it on.
Yeah, because it's got a motor.
The Hawaii chair's patented 2800 RPM hula motor can support up to 300 pounds.
Hooray, off you go, granny.
She might need a hip replaced for the second time, but it would be fun.
It's got a 2800 RPM hula motor. Love that.
Excellent.
I wouldn't say that it fits in anywhere, as the advert says.
Sit and get fit while you watch TV, while you're at work, while you're on the computer, or while you're with the family. The Hawaii chair fits in anywhere.
Now, while you're at work, you said, if I was doing this show in a Hawaii chair, believe me, you would know about it. Podcast. All right, Louise came home from university and found that her mum had invested in a Hawaii chair. So she put it on and on the top level and broke it. It's got two speeds. Someone saw it advertised on the TV yesterday. Perfect for Gran. Whee! That'd be live on Christmas Day, wouldn't it?
Two speed.
It's got two speed. Also,
is she sure her mum had a Hawaii chair? Is that just what she told her when,
I don't know,
when she...
Also, quite a few people on 8199 are saying that on Katie and Peter Unleashed, Katie and Peter Andre had a Hawaii chair. Sorry, I don't know why that makes me laugh.
She could have had somebody's eye out if she'd sat on that.
I think they both went on it.
Together?
Right, there's a new talent show. A new talent show online right now, and also it's going to be on BBC Three, and it's called Upstaged.
God, they've kept this quiet.
I know. And if you want to make a show of yourself, if you think you can entertain the nation, you need to get a video on this site right now. Listen, here it is. bbc.co.uk/upstaged. Make a video of your special skill or talent, of what you can do, and upload it to the site. We need a video, okay? And if you're good, you could be doing whatever your talent is, whatever your skill is, in a box for 8 hours, and you win stuff. And people online are the judges. They decide whether you stay in the box or whether you get voted off.
I thought it was 6 hours.
It is. Oh, did I say eight?
Yeah.
Sorry, 6 hours. Have a look online. All the instructions on what to do if you have got a special talent are on that website, bbc.co.uk/upstaged. You can also view some of the current contenders. Would you like to hear today's cream?
Come
of the
on,
crop?
Then. What have we got?
Right, okay. First of all, it's Dennis the Russian. He wants to be on Upstaged.
Hi, my name is Dennis. I'm Russian. I come from Russia.
What are the chances of that? He's Russian and he comes from Russia.
I would like to make a show about cooking and traveling. Because I work as a tour guide in London.
Not interested.
And I'm a professional cook as well.
Let's do a cooking show.
And I want to combine this show, invite many people from different nationalities.
I've seen this guy before, England, and I don't know where I've seen him.
Multinational.
He looks really familiar.
And they can prepare.
Have you seen him before, Laura?
I really recognise him.
He does look familiar. He's been on some other show or something.
Like,
have a look at the Upstage website. Who is this Dennis the Russian? Oh, he's singing now.
No, get rid of him.
Okay, what about this comedian called Ian Llewellyn Rowe? He wants to be on Upstage.
In a world overcome by destiny, one donkey had a dream to seize everything he'd ever wanted. Kurt Russell. Adam Sandler. Our Donkey Man.
No, I don't know what that's about. Hello. My name is Ian Llewellyn Rowe. I'm 18 and I'm trying to get into comedy at the moment.
Keep trying.
All right, no?
No.
Okay, what about this girl group called the Electric Dolls? They want to be on Upstaged. This is their track. I think it's called My Baps Are Baking. It's a five-piece girl band in suspenders. Imagine that in a box for 6 hours.
I think there's promise here. Yeah, I like them. I think they should go through. I think
have you seen them?
They've got talent. I was tipped off that they might be on, so I've done a little bit of research. Yeah.
They're your favourite so far, yeah?
By a mile, yeah. They're certainly better than the Sock Puppet Man.
Do you have them in a box for 6 hours?
I could quite happily watch them in a box for 6 hours.
Okay, go online to bbc.co.uk/upstaged if you've got a better talent than that lot, and you could be on.
You won't have. They're the best. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.